In the gospel reading today, our St. Peter asks our blessed Lord how often he needs to forgive somebody, as many as seven times? Now just stop and think about that for a minute. If somebody has wronged you seven times, do you really think it's going to be easy to forgive them over and over again? But then our Lord says, no, not just seven times, but 70 times seven times. In other words, there is no limit to how much we have to forgive. That is something that is very hard for some of us. Forgiveness doesn't come easily. And yet what we have to understand is that unforgiveness is the devil's most powerful tool. He will convince us in any number of ways why we shouldn't or don't have to forgive somebody. I don't ever recall seeing anywhere in Scripture that Jesus said to us, if it's this, you don't have to forgive. It's not there. It's an absolute. We have to forgive. And in fact, he tells us if we don't forgive, we're not going to be forgiven. So there is no such thing as a justification for not forgiving. We feel justified because look what this person did to me. Yeah, it's pretty awful. We need to forgive. But how? First of all, understand that to forgive does not mean to say it was okay. That's again one of the devil's big tricks. You can't forgive that person because you're saying it was okay that they did this. When's the last time God said it was okay for you to sin? He hasn't. Does he forgive your sins? Yes. Does he say, oh, it was okay for you because your circumstances are such that, no, it's okay for you to go ahead and sin? No, he never, ever says it's okay to sin. And so you're not saying it was okay for somebody to do something to you. So to forgive is not to say it was okay. To forgive is to let it go. To say, I need to draw a line in the sand and put this behind me. If we are not forgiving, we are the ones, number one, who are sinning at that point, but we're the ones that are being hurt by it. So again, ask yourself, why would Satan not want you to forgive? Why would he be trying to convince you that it's a good thing for you to hang on to this? Because you're the one being hurt by it. He doesn't want your good, which is why he doesn't want you to forgive. Jesus told us we have to forgive because that's what's best for us. It's not what comes naturally to us, we know that, but it's what is truly the best for us. And so if there is somebody that you have some unforgiveness for in your heart, number one, pray for that person. That's really hard. To pray for somebody who has hurt you, to pray for somebody you don't like, that's hard. And yet, didn't Jesus tell us that's exactly what we have to do? Love our enemies, pray for our persecutors. Number two, pray for the grace to forgive. Pray for the grace to let go. And again, just always keep reminding yourself that it's not about saying it was okay, nor is it about letting the other person off the hook. It's you who is being let off the hook. If you're not forgiving somebody, you're dragging that person around with you everywhere you go. You're the one being weighed down by it. And the devil's going to be right there saying, no, 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 don't let them off the hook. Because look, you're letting them go. It's like you're letting yourself free. It's you that's let off the hook. It's you who is free, not the other person. The other person still has that sin on their soul. If they haven't apologized, if they haven't reconciled, that's on their heart, not yours. So the Lord is telling us to forgive because it's what's best for us. That's what he wants. Satan wants never what is best for us. God only wants what's best for us. So again, when you've got Satan telling you don't forgive and you've got God telling you to forgive, it should be pretty obvious which is the best. Once again, God doesn't ask what's easy, but he asks what's the best. That's what he wants for you. And so as we pray the Paternoster, we're praying condemnation on ourselves if we don't forgive. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So we're basically saying, Lord, if I don't forgive, please don't forgive me either. Is that really what we want? No, we've got this idea that because I'm so wonderful, I should be forgiven. But those people that sinned against me, no, no, they cannot be forgiven. Really. So my sins against God, that's okay. Somebody sins against me, oh no, that's not okay. Now we've got things kind of backwards here. So we need to forgive. And this is imperative for our own interior peace, for our own growth in the spiritual life, for our own freedom from the slavery of the devil. Because that's part of the shackles that he keeps us in. So again, if there's anybody in your life that you haven't forgiven, take that up, bring it to prayer, and beg God for that grace to let go so that you can be free and you can be at peace.